On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm Wes Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from my palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man who enjoys stalking little children in red hoods taking picnic baskets to their grandmother, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, peoples of the internet world. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Hey, unlock the door to the chat room, Matt.
I did. That's the sad thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what's really sad? We haven't even had our obligatory guest who comes in and leaves before the show starts.
I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned about the lack of three guests in the chat room. They leave 2 minutes before the show.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm a little concerned that seven or eight people didn't click the link at 8:30 this morning. I think it's just a strange day, man.
It is a strange day. Probably the strangest perpetrated by BTR, no doubt.
Undoubtedly. I wonder if there's like everybody who's trying to come to the show is like in a chat room somewhere else going, hey, where are they at? Either that or they were all here an hour ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So how goes it today, Matt?
Well, let me tell you, Jay, it's a beautiful morning here in Bagwine. Started off a little coolish, but we're looking at 63 today, not a cloud in the sky. I woke up at 7:30, the actual 7:30. I woke up at 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time, had a cup of coffee, took a shower, and then headed to Burger King and took my son and his mom breakfast.
Well, now that's a very thoughtful of you right there.
Exactly.
What did you get them? Did you get them the little French toast dipping stick things?
No, I got them a couple breakfast sandwiches, some hash browns. Yeah.
A little sausage, egg and cheese croissant.
That's what I got them, and you know what's more stellar about that? I can't eat that stuff right now.
I know. So, we're going to get into that. We're going to update Lent here in a little bit.
Yes, we are. I'm just saying. I go above and beyond.
Yep, you do. Yeah. Well, I'm just freaking dying. I have like sinuses like you wouldn't sinus trouble like you wouldn't believe. Sinus headaches. I've been pounding the sinus and allergy and cold meds and throwing back the Ricolas and.
Ricola.
Yeah. I got this stuff. It was a throat lozenge and cough suppressant thing, dual action.
Ooh.
And because I like things that are multifunctional.
Exactly.
And so I take one of them, and I didn't realize that the outside is like a hard shell, and the inside
is
gooey.
I know where you're going. Oh.
Yes, and it splooged, and I went, ooh.
You felt dirty after that, didn't you?
Oh, I did. I felt like Lindsay Lohan on a Saturday night. Yeah, I know exactly how it feels for them now. Whew. Now I know why they don't like to do that.
Hi-oh! <Hi-oh!
laughs> Anyway, it does work. It's just it just catches you by surprise that first time. But anyway, so I'm playing hurt today, but I'm here and I'm powering forward. It's not quite Michael Jordan flu game in the 97 finals against the Jazz, but it's close. Probably more like Willis Reed limping out of the locker room in the 1970 finals for the Knicks, and the crowd went wild in the Garden, you know. And,
right, right.
You know, something like that. I mean, I don't like to exaggerate, but it's not my style.
No, you're a humble man.
I am. But anyway, I got this pain in my right ear. Like, holy crap. Serious pain. Like, just, you know. I got the sinus meds going. I've got, like, ibuprofen. I'm throwing it back every 4 hours or so.
Huh.
Yeah,
Welcome to the Jewish Social Hour, everyone. Our guest today is Jay Manstein. Any other ailments you want to lay out there before we start?
Well, I tell you, my sciatic is doing all right for some reason. That's the only thing that's not bothering me.
That's good.
Anyway, I'm here. I don't know where our audience is, but I'm here.
That's right. That's very good. You're a real trooper.
I am. You can always count on me.
So, it's a shame that you feel this way and have all these problems, since today on the show we're headed outside to have a little picnic.
You know, I think it might be psychosomatic, because I really just, I'm not a big outdoorsy guy at all.
It's the bugs, isn't it?
I'm not a big fan of bugs. Not a big fan of these flying creatures that dive bomb me. You know, there could be like 50 people out there sitting at the park having a picnic, and every bee, yellow jacket, wasp, fly, whatever, will just be buzzing right at me. And no, they won't bother anybody else.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not a big fan of bugs. They don't deter me from going outdoors like they may you, but I do have a problem with bees. Bees seem to just think I'm the sweetest person in the world.
Uh-huh. It's rough. And of course, I got the terrible allergy, so
yes,
I'll also be sitting there sneezing and hacking and coughing, and people looking at me like, ew, that's gross. Yeah, but I'm used to it.
I'll tell you what, and you wouldn't think it, speaking of picnics, maybe we ought to back up a little bit. You got any shout-outs that you wanted to shout out?
No.
Okay. Right. I just have one. Condolences go out to the Schmoopster and her family. One of her brothers died yesterday, Steve. Passed away.
Oh, goodness. That's terrible. Very sorry to hear
that.
But
on that happy note.
Yeah. Way to bring the show down there, Matt.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
But anyway, we're having a picnic today. Just going to sit back, sip on some lemonade, eat some hot dogs, some burgers, and
yep, all the good stuff. I do want to send a shout out to Miss Adrian Curry, who last week was the Babe of the Week, and I, you know, tweeted a link to the website, which you can find at iwsradio.blogspot.com. And tweeted that Adrian Curry was the Babe of the Week, and Ms. Curry retweeted it.
Yes.
And that resulted in anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 hits, depending on who you believe and which stat counter you want to believe. I don't know how you can deny Google Analytics, but
no, you can't. You can't.
But, you know, Matt, you know, you do seem to insist on wanting to go with a lower number. But then again, I'm more of an optimist between the two of us, so that's why I go with the bigger number.
You are Mr. Cheerful and Hopeful.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Always looking on the bright side of things.
Yeah. And speaking of the hot babe, we also had kind of some more private shout-outs from a very hot man. One Mr. Daryl Parks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Daryl Parks, and big wig with Clear Channel Communications. His home office.
He's a big fan?
Yeah, big fan of IWS. Enjoyed J-Man's bounty hunting post from the other day on the website.
And the Rush Limbaugh is a big fat drug addict gas bag that needs to stop calling people names.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, this is that one.
Well, you know, all these talented and well-written stories, they just flow together, so I never even know.
That is true. There's a lot of greatness on that website.
There is. And once again, as Jay said earlier, that's at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com.
And also want to point out that today is Selection Sunday.
Yes, it is.
NCAA tournament, and shout out to the University of Ohio there, Matt. They made the tournament.
The mighty Bobcats, the Ohio University.
There you go. And so that'll be this evening, and people will be able to see where their favorite school goes. And if you'd like to play in a Yahoo tournament pick'em game, good old Doc Knowles and I have one going on Yahoo. And you can, if you want to play, just hunt me down on Twitter at @JYMAN_IWS or email me at JAYMAN3768@gmail.com, and I'll hook you up.
Boy, this show's getting really technical.
Boy, that was tough. I did it all the way through
just,
all that.
Just
though.
Don't, and folks, especially women, if you do sign up, just there's always a chance that you'll end up pregnant by Doc. If you, he's a fertile man.
Is. So anyway, but I haven't really watched much. I watched the end of the Duke Florida State game yesterday, and the refs did everything they could, but Florida State won the game anyway.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Shout out to Austin Rivers. That was an impressive. Did you see this, Matt? Did you see what happened there at the end?
No, I didn't.
Austin Rivers for Duke is going to take a three to try to tie the game. And he literally shoves the defender about 4 feet with no call to give himself room. But he shoved him so hard he lost his balance. So it took him a second to get his feet under him again. And the defensive guy got back on him. And then at the very end, Florida State is trying to throw the ball that inbounds. And he lobs it up and it's like, just a little bit into the cross midcourt, and Stephen Curry ends up getting the ball for Duke, and he goes from where he was to about 5 steps inside the front court without dribbling and takes a shot, which rimmed out. But
that's a shame.
Yeah. Anywho, that's why I can't watch college basketball. So, all right. So we will move on here.
We will move on. The pace of this show is exceedingly...
Oh.
What?
Well, we're almost 15 minutes in.
Well,
already.
I know. And haven't said a damn thing.
that's what's special about our show. Oh, I got to tell everybody out there,
yeah,
Matt, we have been wronged again.
You're kidding.
Once again, someone has stolen our greatness, tried to steal our essence. Now, we remember, you know, a quick history here. Remember, Conan swiped something from your blog a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Quinn stole your joke about Newt Gingrich just, you know, should be campaigning in sweats in his suit.
Yeah.
Well, this last weekend, on March 3rd, the Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor did a joke show.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? They waited a few months after hours, hoping that nobody would notice.
Exactly.
Trying to pretend that they don't sit and listen to us, which they do.
Exactly.
And then they did a joke show. So, once again, I guess, you know, we should be flattered that people keep trying to steal our shit.
And they do it quite well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that happened. Anyway, just throw that out there. Let everybody know, you know. I mean, don't, you know, when you see other incidences of people stealing our shit, let us know.
It would be nice to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, of course, if you were going to let us know, you'd probably have to come into the chat room or something and listen to the show. That'd
know.
Be nice.
Well, people who listen in archives, that's what they like
of
to do.
Of course they will.
Yeah. You know, this whole be in the chat room and interact thing, not really their thing.
No, it's not.
So this Sunday time's working out great.
It is.
It was big last week.
Yeah,
a big crowd last week.
It's all this about week. The time change, the conspiratorial government time change.
Right. Oh, fuck. Hey, you know, daylight savings time is bullshit.
I know.
It's just completely ridiculous. Now it's going to be light until 9 o'clock at night. It's going to still be 95 degrees at 10. It's an outrage.
It is.
Can't sleep when it's this hot. My allergies mess up. I'm moving to the Arctic Circle or something.
I was going to say move to Ohio, but that wouldn't help you any.
Yeah. The only real... big, real positive of summer is that it'll be time for women to be running around in their short shorts again.
Yes. And when you work at the beer mine and you're on a dock that's like, you know, 4 inches above the car, you can see everything.
All right. That works out.
Yes. But I'll tell you what, we both sound kind of down. I know you're sick. You know what would make us feel... both feel better. Have a little picnic.
What's that?
Have a little picnic.
You know what? Cheers everybody up. You get your little basket, you know, with all your sandwich items or your burgers and your brats.
Mm-hmm.
I had to run to Walmart yesterday to get allergy and sinus meds. And the lady in line in front of me had hamburger meat, buns, pickles, onions, tomatoes. She was getting all the fixings. They were going to get the grill out and have themselves a big old cookout, probably at the park.
Probably.
Go
were
out
you
there.
Invited?
No. but, you know, you can go out there and you can throw the Frisbee around, maybe play some horseshoes.
That's always nice.
A fun time.
Yeah. Some wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball?
I love wiffle ball. We should do the wiffle ball show sometime.
Yes, we should. The show would be just...
You know who else is big on having picnics?
Who?
Well, and you wouldn't think it. People say he's disconnected and stuff. It's Mitt Romney. He is a big... Yes, no, he's a big picnic fan. I've learned that every summer. He has a big picnic for all the staff and everything. Everything's paid for and stuff. Burgers, all you can eat and all that shit. Of course, him and Ann don't show up, but they have a picnic for everyone.
They set up a little computer, and he does a videotaped welcome,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Which he is Romotron 2010 anyway. So they don't really notice much difference.
Yeah, the closest Mitt and Ann actually have personally attending a picnic is when they go up on deck and eat al fresco.
Which is pretty close to my idea of a picnic. We used to go, when I was a kid, on the first day of spring, we did picnic things. As a mom, we'd go through KFC and get a bucket of fried chicken and some coleslaw and that stuff, and go up there to the lake and get all the picnic areas up there and have ourselves a little outdoor lunch and enjoy the warm weather, which it used to be a change, you know, for it to be warm. We used to have winters here. But
yeah.
We could have done that in January this year.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, it's, let's see, it's what, March 11th? March 14th, Wednesday, we're supposed to be at 72.
We're supposed to be in the 80s.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. See, something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I like
know.
It.
So, of course, you know, around this area, we've got all the, we got the lakes, Bull Shoals Lake and Beaver Lake and the Missouri Lake Taneycomo and all that stuff. And we got all the boaters, and you'll see people. We got the Ranger bass boat plant there over in Flippin.
Really?
On the White River. Oh, yeah. And so this is pretty much a sportsman's paradise around here.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, there's all the RVs, people going to Branson in their RVs. And,
yes.
And so it's a pretty big outdoorsy area, even though I don't do it. And, of course, we got the Buffalo River. People like to go floating down the Buffalo.
That sounds dirty.
And, of course, when I was a kid, we used to go, my dad and I would go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Over on the White River, fish for rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's called the White River down there, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Now, are black people allowed to fish in it?
I believe at their own risk, yes.
Well, one side of the bank is for blacks and the other is for white.
That's probably right. The side with all the amenities, the bait shop, the restaurant, and the convenience store and all that stuff is for the white folks, probably.
Exactly.
And then the other side that hasn't been cleared and is all the trash is piled up is that's where everybody else can go.
And I understand the Rangers, they all stand on that side, don't they? Rangers and game wardens.
Probably. Well, that reminds me. We had a guy, good old boy, I think down in Forest City, I think is where it was, caught a 16-pound, 4-ounce largemouth bass.
Holy
this week.
Cow.
Exactly. And that was a state record until it was discovered that he was fishing without a license.
Oh, boy.
And we are sticklers for the rules down here.
Yes.
And he was stripped of his state record bass and fined $1,000.
Well, there you go.
So, that's what happens, kids, when you don't follow the rules.
That's right.
Get punished. So, anyway. I mean, he did
sticklers about that up here, too, until, you know, Kasich took over and just laid off all the Rangers and came on. Now you can fish free.
Yeah. And it's that culture of corruption that grew out of the Ohio State University football program.
Hi-yo!
For someone who's all drugged up, you were really quick on that hey-o. That was very good.
I had it right there ready to go, man. Had the cursor on the little button. Quick check of the chat room. All right, it's looking good in there. Everybody's having a good time. It is kind of weird. You know, there have been times when chat rooms have not worked properly on BTR, and I do wonder if there's a room where people are listening to us and they think that they're communicating with us via the chat room when, in fact, they're in a different chat room.
Yeah.
Because that's happened. That's happened more than once, actually.
Really?
Yes. And I tell you what. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Mike and my BFF, Warrior Cat, were doing the night shift on the Saturday Night Show. And I was in the chat room, and there were several other people in the chat room. But Doc Mike said the chat room was closed. How about that?
Huh. Jay? Sit down if you're not already. We have someone in the chat room.
Oh, do we ever?
Woo.
Look who's there.
That would
and
be
you know
the
what?
lovely Joe.
Hello, Joe. How you doing? You know what? We don't need anybody. We don't need anybody else in the chat room now.
Oh, God, no. If we got Joe, we got it all.
Yeah, that's, you know, once Joe's around, you don't care if anybody else comes. In fact, you don't want other people to come around.
Exactly. Yeah. And if Joe would like to call in, she could do so at 661-244-9852 and bring her little picnic basket along.
Yeah, she could. And anybody else is out there listening via their mobile devices or the alternative ways of listening without being in the chat room, you certainly can call in anytime.
Yep. On the Velveeta hotline.
That's right. And, of course, we had to keep Velveeta at least through the picnic show because if you don't have Velveeta in your basket, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly. Nothing melts better on a burger than Velveeta.
Exactly. I prefer cheddar, but let me tell you, Velveeta is good, too. You know, some people don't put cheese on their burgers. Can you believe those weirdos?
They're communists.
Yeah. Just like the people who don't put beans in their chili.
Oh, God. This came up this week. Snoop was asking me about that because, you got to have beans in the chili.
Well, of course you do.
If you don't have beans in your chili, all it is meat soup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Joe says that Velveeta is heavy.
Oh, it is.
Well, it depends on how big a block you have, but it's pretty dense.
I've never heard it described like that, but yes.
Kind of a heavy item to carry around.
Yeah.
But, that's okay. I'll carry the Velveeta for you. In fact, I'm going to do that. Next time I'm invited, you know, when you get invited to a party, you know, and you want to bring something, you know, you like people bring a bottle of wine or they bring some, you know, a little, you know, bring a little plate of something. I'm just going to come in with a box of Velveeta.
There you go. If you showed up at this place with that in your hand, you'd be God. Hey, look, honey. The Velveeta God is here.
And Smoop would already be excited by the fact that if I was going to cook something in the oven, I would do it without preheating.
Yes, I know. Although she does that now. She doesn't like
well,
it,
I tell you...
but she does.
Well, I tell you what, they installed a new stove, the old
really?
The apartment here, and the oven, you set the oven and it preheats. You don't have any control over, you know, it starts the preheat part, And when it's done, it, you know, so that pisses
me off.
Wow. We're going to lose the live stream. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Yes. Yeah, that new stove, that, man, that kind of sounds like you're a one percenter now.
Oh, I know. I feel like it.
So you do.
But anyway, it does. It's not like, you know, I mean, some stoves, you have to set it to preheat. And then once it was preheated, you would turn it over to bake. This one, you don't have to do that. So technically, I could still just throw the frozen pizza in.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Bye, Joe.
Well, that was nice of her to stop in.
It was.
It was like she was pulling a mic. Hey, there's 2 minutes left.
Yeah, you know, 3 minutes of Joe is better than 30 minutes of most people, though.
Well, I thought you were going to say three was better than 30 minutes of Mike. But we would never say that.
No, no, because, I mean, why would we say bad things about Mike?
There's nothing
Mike's
bad
a great guy.
He is.
Yeah. No, but there's nothing bad to say about Mike. Not at all.
No, no.
Speaking of Mike.
Yes.
Have you been following all this Coney stuff this week?
Oh, my God. Well,
how
only
you
after
not,
you
right?
Met. Well, I didn't know what people were talking about.
Well, I didn't either. I kept seeing all the posts on Twitter and Facebook and everything, and I thought it was I thought Coney was a radio station in New York.
That's right.
K-O-N-Y.
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 Oh, my God.
We're rocking out Sunday afternoon with the Stones on K-O-N-Y.
Oh, God.
We need to do the DJ show sometime.
Yes, we do. Because we're bad boys. We got to
right,
have
see,
Mike
doctor,
call in. We got to have Mike, Dr. Mike call in on the when we do the DJ show.
That's yeah, because he does have the best. He has the velvety smooth voice.
He's got a Velveeta voice.
Absolutely. But you know what? Anytime he's not here, we assume the role of the bad boy of social media.
That was very good.
Hey, I'm going to work on that voice. I'm going to try that for a while. I'll just do the rest of the show like this. No, I won't.
Good.
Anyway, I get the impression that this Coney fella is not somebody you would invite to your picnic. I don't think he would bring the coleslaw.
No, he might, but you don't know what it's going to be made of.
Well, yeah. And I think that he would then just arm all the kids. As if the kids in northern Arkansas aren't armed already. He gives the children guns. Really? Wait till deer season. You always see these six-year-olds, you know, with a 30-06 and a 12-point buck.
There's a reason that schools closed down in West Virginia for a week during deer season.
Deer season.
Hey.
They do around here, too.
Do they?
Oh, my God, yes. In fact, they're already worried because they moved the Arkansas-LSU game to Fayetteville rather than play it in Little Rock. They're going to play it in Fayetteville next year, and everybody's like, the whole upper deck's going to be empty because it's deer season.
Oh, my God.
I can just see it now. Just two teams that are 11-0, ranked 1-2 in the country, and it looks like we got about 32,000 no-shows because of deer season.
God.
Anyway.
Well, you know, you mentioned sports, and we touched on the NCAA March Madness selection show. I do you think Obama's going to get crap when he fills out a bracket again this year?
Let me think. Yes. Yeah, it'll be a pretty outrageous thing for him to do. I can't believe he took 4 minutes to fill out a bracket while our soldiers are dying in Afghanistan.
That someone probably
people
filled
are
out
struggling.
For him. I bet he picks Harvard to go all the way. The snob that he is.
No, I was going to say, actually, I think it'll be Romney he'll do that. Oh, hey, look, my alma mater's in there.
Yeah.
And he'll start telling about Harvard stories, you know, where they jumped in Biff's BMW and drove to New York.
And Romney will say, you know, I don't follow college basketball that much, but I do know a lot of the boosters.
I have a lot of friends that are big, big boosters at Harvard and Princeton and Stanford. And
and even one at Dartmouth, but I don't mention that one. Now, you know, Santorum's going to speak on March Madness, too. Of course, he's going to speak. He'll give a big diatribe about how scantily clad the cheerleaders are today.
I was gonna say, he'll condemn it somehow. Yeah. By the way, Rick Santorum was here in God's country yesterday or the day before.
Where was he?
He made a little trip to Springfield, Missouri, home of the Bass Pro Shops, and he gave a speech at Hillcrest High School. And he gave the speech, appropriately enough, at 3:16 in the afternoon. I am not making that up.
No, yes you are.
No, I'm not. He
oh
gave a speech at 3:16. And that was not an accident.
Okay, I'm better now. I'm all right.
Yeah, so, I got to tell you, though, Selection Sunday has lost a little of its luster.
Why is that?
Over the last couple of years. Well, Billy Packer isn't part of it anymore.
Oh, God.
He's not there to start a fight with somebody. He's not there to. He's not there to throw a huge fit that 27-2 Northern Iowa got in over 12-15 Maryland. As he always did. I mean, he just gets spitting mad when one of those, you know, Missouri Valley teams or team out of the MAC would get an at-large. Who the hell do they think they are coming to our party?
He was all pissed off about George Mason, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, he was. He was furious about George Mason getting in, and they ran all the way. What, I guess to the Final Four, right?
Yes.
And he's still. They're sitting there in the Final Four. It's still an outrage that they're here. They shouldn't even let them come in.
That's right. This is an aberration.
Yeah. That team sucks. And then the next day goes, I can't believe the George Mason people are being mean to me. Really.
You know, Billy Packer needs to go to a picnic.
Well, you know, it would cheer him up a little bit.
It would.
And sit
you
around
know,
with family and friends,
mm-hmm.
listening to some country music.
Or better yet, just someone playing the banjo.
You could hire maybe a one-man band, got the cymbals between the knees and the
yep.
harmonica and the guitar.
Do a little round of row, row, row your boat.
Yeah. Oh, and then, you know, as you're eating, he could just quietly sit in the corner and play the green, green grass of home.
Oh, God, that'd be beautiful. Even more so
maybe a little,
if it was Jim Nabors singing it.
Maybe a little Mr. Tambourine Man.
Mr. Tambourine Man. And it would
long
it
song,
would,
you know.
It would be a perfect picnic if it was Paula Deen and her brother bringing the food.
It would be. Instead of going to KFC, have Paula bring her special fried chicken made in pure lard.
Yeah.
And a big old pile of tater salad and a bucket of butter.
Yeah, there'd be vegetables involved. We could have some deep fried corn on the cob.
Yeah. She can set up her fry daddy.
That's her brother, isn't it? Isn't he the fry daddy?
Isn't he the fry daddy?
Yeah. Oh,
and her brother can, you know, her brother could sexually harass all the women there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, obviously we wouldn't be allowed to bring any black people, but, you know.
Well, we could as long as they bring pictures of themselves in compromising positions.
Yeah, when they were younger and better looking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how she feels about Jews, but I doubt she'd want to whip up any kosher.
No. I don't know. Maybe knish on a stick.
Maybe. And, of course, you know what else you'd have to bring?
What?
A cooler full of beer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not a picnic if you don't have a cooler full of Milwaukee's Best.
That's right.
You could bring Pabst Blue Ribbon if you want, but we don't like hipsters at our picnic. Because those people will bring tofu burgers.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, vegetarians.
Oh, my God. What do they do for a picnic?
That's exactly what I'm wondering. What the hell do they do? I mean, do they just, you know, sit there with a little bowl of broccoli and cauliflower?
And the more radical ones will throw in some freshly picked green onions.
Maybe. Just kind of graze.
Or maybe they don't bring anything and just eat the grass at the park.
And then, of course, the highlight of the day is when everybody throws off their clothes and goes running into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Well, if it's a vegan picnic, they wouldn't have the strength to do that.
True. They just barely get their clothes off and they just have to lay there with the vultures circling above. The crows gathering on the tables nearby.
And someone shouting out, "Oh my God, the sun, I'm absorbing too much vitamin D."
I'm not going to be the palest person around anymore. It ruined my whole goth look.
I don't look educated anymore.
Of course, you'd have a tough time doing a picnic right now. You wouldn't be able to eat any bread.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what, Jay, it's killing me. yeah, I've done this before. You know, most of the thing, it's just an annoyance because I just can't. Let's say I'm hungry and something quick, I can't throw it on a bun. That's just an annoyance. But this year, I am really craving pizza.
Mm.
In fact, last night I had a dream that a pizza was eating me. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's kind of rough.
I will give a shout out to the Schmoopster. She bought me some bacon for tonight.
There we go.
So I'm having a plate full of bacon.
Outstanding.
Yes. How's your workout, Linton workout regimen?
Well, it was going pretty good till I got sick, and it's here with the allergies and the sinuses, but I'm working on it. Hanging in there.
I noticed that your typing's a little slower.
No.
Because you're becoming
I'm picking the pace back up. Yeah. And we only got 4 seconds left, so
okay.
Thanks for listening, right, everybody.
Talk to you later. Bye.